As we shift our focus to the music Lil Hardin was making in the late 20s in Chicago with Johnny Dodds, after her split with Louis Armstrong, we again turn to a live concert of Devil Mountain Jazz Band. Here's bandleader Ken Keeler to fill us in.
Where were we? We were around 1926. Lil was running two or three gigs, very successful. She made an awful lot of money for a young black lady from the day she got to Chicago, or for very few days. Her story was quite a bit different from the other noted black jazz people, particularly the blues singers. Lil Hardin's history was quite a bit more prim, proper, and successful, let's say. Well, now we're into our rarely heard stuff and new tunes to this band. We just started working on them a few months ago. We're going to move right along to another one done by one of Johnny Dodds' recording groups. And I should say now, there's a core of these New Orleans musicians who did a lot of recording with the Creole Jazz Band, the Hot 5, 6, and 7, and with four or five different bands under the name of Johnny Dodds. Honor Dutry and Kid Ory shared the trombone work on all of that stuff. This was recorded under one of Dodds' groups in 1926. It's called Mad Dog. And again, I don't know what the inspiration, but she was not feeling very good towards Lewis at this time. Lewis had a lady friend in Chicago. He married her 18 years later. Her name was Alpha. And Alpha married Lewis. Turns out she was a gold digger, and she was very patient. She waited all that time after he'd made a lot of money. And Lil sort of knew about it. So my theory is that her song title started to reflect it. Here's Mad Dog. Thank you.
Mad Dog and Goober Dance from the recordings of Lil Armstrong with Johnny Dodds in various bands of the 1920s. Mad Dog was the New Orleans Bootblacks, pretty much the Hot Five, but with George Mitchell substituting for Lewis, and a little bit more of the ensemble style from New Orleans, rather than the focus being on soloing, which was introduced by the Hot Five records. Goober Dance, a slightly later Dodds band. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is Jazz Rhythm, the best in classic jazz, old and new, and I think there are some surprising African musical influences to be found in some of Lil's compositions from this period. Apparently, she was by this time looking into the roots of jazz, because a dramatic example is found in Lil's Perdido Street Blues, which was recorded by Johnny Dodds' 1926 New Orleans Wanderers, which is based on an old, old traditional rhythmic pattern, a West African shuffle dance going back to a century before. Perdido Street Blues, which was recorded by Johnny Dodds' 1926 New Orleans Wanderers. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is Jazz Rhythm. Now, Lil continued to play little clubs and occasionals, writing music, performing, and recording occasionally. She spent four successful years in Europe in the early 50s. But now we come to the sad part of the story. Lil's death was eerie. It came just a few weeks after Louis's. She still lived in the house that she and Louis had bought long before, and still considered herself Mrs. Armstrong in many ways. In 1971, just a few weeks after his death, she appeared on a televised memorial concert for Louis. She was introduced to the crowd and joyfully began playing the St. Louis Blues, smiling broadly. Suddenly, Lil Armstrong collapsed, suffering a massive heart attack on stage, and could not be revived. Pot Miss Lil, the jazz woman who had launched Satchmo's career, and whose life had somehow become forever bound up with his in music and love, was gone just weeks after Louis. It was the end of a golden age of classic jazz, begun in the speakeasies of bootleg Chicago, when a shy, chubby trumpeter from New Orleans met a talented, svelte young miss from Nashville. But the music they made on records somehow continues to reach across time, grab us, and move us when we hear the sounds of exuberantly original inspiration blended in equal parts with a deeply intuitive understanding of music that fused together in the music of Lil and Louis Armstrong.
That I'm left in. Now I'm a brown gal, brown gal, making my life just a bubble, not even taking the trouble to even blow the bubbles away. But I break all conventions, and I'm changing all my nights into days. Baby, now the hot blazing sun has tanned my skin. Too dark for trouble to find a way in. Now, Lordy, I can see folks just laughing at me, but I was just naturally born lazy, brown gal, chocolate gal, making my life just a bubble, not even taking the trouble to even blow bubbles away.
One of Lil's most popular songs, Brown Gal, recorded in 1938. So before I conclude this musical biography of Lil Hardin Armstrong, I'd like to thank the late trumpeter Doc Cheatham, who knew Lil in Chicago in the 20s, Leon Oakley, who provided me a copy of the rare LP of Lillian's oral memoir. Thanks also to Devil Mountain Jazz Band and Ken Keeler, who kindly allowed me to tape their tribute to Miss Lil at a jazz festival in Northern California. At their website, you can find their 1996 album, which contains several Lil Hardin tunes on CD or cassette at dixiejazz.com. I'm Dave Radlauer. You can contact me via email at dradjazz, D-R-A-D-J-A-Z-Z at AOL.com. Thanks for joining me on this journey through the life of a fabulous musician, a creative, independent woman, and pioneer, Lil Hardin Armstrong.
Pick cute guys, cause I was born to swing. Now Cleopatra used to jive in Rome. I got the same kind of jive right here at home. The smoother, faster, the streamlined speed. Get a boat, little cheering, and follow my lead. I'm just an ordinary gal that was born to swing. Ha-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-
is her last recording, made in 1961, currently available on Riverside Records. This is Lil singing, playing piano, and leading a 10-piece band in the first recording, as it turns out, of a song she wrote in 1939, Clip Joint. That's Jazz Rhythm. Thanks for listening.
Broken-hearted, all because I started, fell in love with a handsome gigolo. Too late I woke up, found him gone, now I'm all broke out. Tell me why should anyone treat me so? Joint. My money's gone, clip joint. My heart is torn. If I had my way, I'd burn this joint down to the ground. Oh, clip joint. Shadows on the wall, clip joint. My tears began to fall.
Let me out of here!